Hi, it's Lisa.
And it's Nick. And welcome to Lick.
So today we're talking about why it's important to have a constant culture of digital transformation.
Such a buzzword,
isn't
it?
We're in sync.
Digital transformation.
It is, but for good reason.
Why?
Because now more than ever, everything's going online. So you need to make sure that you are constantly refining your digital presence.
Now, what exactly is digital transformation? Everyone talks about it. Now, in my mind, digital transformation is upgrading your technology to improve the user's experience, or basically creating convenience for the end user. So basically, how do you make their life easier?
Yes.
That is, in my mind, digital transformation.
Interesting.
What's yours?
Yeah, I hope you have a good opinion on that because you have a digital transformation agency called AppScore.
I know I do. Thanks for reminding me. What's your opinion of digital transformation?
I would agree with that.
Okay, that's easy enough. Problem solved.
Problem solved. End of podcast.
But you look at all the industries that have been disrupted. Look at, obviously, the taxi industry. Uber came in, developed an app. Prior to Uber, you had to call up and book a taxi. You could never review the taxi. Now you can track when they're arriving. Like, they created convenience for the consumer or for the customer. That is digital transformation.
Yes.
So what industries are ripe for digital transformation or digital disruption, more like it?
Well, the interesting thing is COVID's probably accelerated a lot of digital transformation. So in the real estate industry, for example, you can do viewings. And we spoke with Tony Blamey, the CEO, Chief Commercial Officer from Domain a couple of weeks ago about this.
Yes, you've got Uber Eats and you've got Deliveroo, but I think restaurants, there's going to be a massive shift in that space where restaurants are not going to rely on the Deliveroos or the Uber Eats. I think there's another wave coming. I'm not sure what that looks like, but I think there's something coming.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good point.
So Deliveroo, Uber Eats, you're on notice.
But see, that's actually...
Unless they evolve.
So that's actually a really good point. So just because you've maybe disrupted an industry or released a new website, it doesn't mean that it stops there. You have to be consistently evolving and refining your digital presence. So I think you raised a really good point on a LinkedIn post that you did the other day. You were saying that companies like your Amazon, your Facebook, your Google, they're doing digital transformation and pushing the boundaries with digital or challenging the boundaries of digital every day.
Look at Amazon, the one-click checkout.
Yeah.
Like, they're evolving it. They're making it so easy for you to use their system that it's basically one, two, you purchase their product.
Yes.
Man, that's convenience at its best.
But they would have also refined that over time too. So that's why, to be honest
with
you.
I think they've IP'd that one-click checkout.
Really?
Yeah, I think they have.
It's very smart.
And but it's not that hard to develop, really. I mean, think about it. They have your credit card details on file and all you go is, yes, use that card and click.
But can I say, though, for some reason, I don't know why this is, a lot of websites don't have a very smooth customer journey and they don't invest time in doing that. So every time you have a click, you lose like 10% of the, you know, people browsing or, you know, doing things. So every time they have to do something, you're going to be missing out on money.
If I was going to develop an e-commerce brand or website, I would use Shopify.
Really?
They've invested millions into their back end and their system's only getting better. I'm not getting a cut of Shopify, but... It's a great platform.
Okay, so that's an interesting point because I think Shopify have an amazing back end.
But
the front end, the UX is shit. Like, it's really bad.
Can you please not swear in this podcast? It's very unladylike of you. I'm the potty mouth in this podcast, not you.
It's not user-friendly, the UX for Shopify. But for WordPress, because it's come from a... content background, the front end's actually a lot better than Shopify, but the back end isn't as sophisticated as Shopify. So I don't know what the, I don't know why I'm trying to raise that, but I think it's interesting because it's not only just about the back end and the functionality. Like, you still need to make sure that the UX experience is on point. Otherwise, you will not be maximizing your revenue. And a lot of companies spend a lot of money driving traffic to a website, and then people get to the website and the website's crap.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the point?
You'll see a lot of industries over the next 6 months, 6 to 12 months evolve. We're doing some work with some pharmaceutical clients who want to evolve their online presence. We're working with some banks as well We want to improve the experience for the customer. There's a lot happening right now.
Is there any cool things that you can share or projects that you've been working on?
I wish I could, but we're under NDA, so I can't.
Anything cool in the past that you guys have done?
Lots of cool things, too many to name.
He doesn't know. This is where you dial in Alex Louis to phone a friend.
Where is Alex Louis, the MD of AppsCore?
He's trying to do chin-ups on his chin-up.
He's trying to master that first chin-up.
Poor Alex. But I know that you guys have done some really cool things. So you've done Tram Tracker.
Yeah, we built Tram Tracker. But then, to be fair, we haven't worked on it for the past couple of years. So if it is broken, do not blame us. Because we haven't worked on it for a few years. We built apps for Samsung. What else have we done? Foxtel.
I know that you're doing something for CUB, so you're helping them.
CUB, Fitness First. Actually, Fitness First, there you go. That's a great example of digital transformation. Mm-hmm. Obviously, gyms have been impacted with the current situation.
Yeah.
So they're moving to an online platform where they can basically do exercise regimes and routines online. Mm. And we're helping build that platform for them.
Oh, you should download it.
You're right, I should. And I will. And I'll make sure you download it as well.
So if you're listening out there, then definitely make sure that you have a constant culture of digital transformation in your business.
It's so bloody important that you invest in R&D.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's so important. Even with our digital marketing agencies, we've built our own system that runs our client reporting, invoicing, project management. It's an all-in-one system.
Yeah.
And it's an absolute game changer for us. We've got two full-time devs that purely build that system out. And then for Removify, we've got a team of four devs who build our software for that business.
Yeah, that's
great. And that's their job, is just to build R&D for us, or basically software for us.
Yeah.
It's good. Mate, Cody, what do you guys got?
Even for your website. We've got a new website. Please go and check it out. We've got your systems that we'll just piggyback off.
Actually, I've talked about that one. But yeah, I can't stress this enough. Invest in your systems and your websites and your app, like, constantly evolve it.
Yeah,
it's so bloody important.
Please don't just design a website and then have the same website for 6 years. Like, it will not perform.
Even the AppsCore website, we weren't happy with the website we launched in September after Lisa critiqued it. So for the past month, we've evolved it. We've been monitoring bounce rates and the CPA, which is the conversion rate. And it's improved dramatically.
Really? So you should have listened to my advice a long time ago.
Are you kidding me? But what I'm saying is, continually evolve your web assets or your digital assets. So the AppsCore website, from moving forward, we're going to do weekly monitoring of the website and make adjustments where needed.
Yeah. I'm more than happy to consult. I'll send you my fee. Are you
kidding me?
Oh, dear. Anyway, thanks so much for taking the time to listen. Do you have anything else to add?
No, not at all. I think people just get complacent.
Yes.
I know you may go, oh, is it worth the money? Yes, it's worth the money. Invest in your digital assets. Improve the user experience for your customers.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to help
and
with that.
And even your staff.
Yeah.
Like, if you've got technology that your staff are using, make sure it's idiot-proof. It's easy to use. If it's too hard to use, they're not going to use it effectively.
Yeah. And I have to say, if you guys want help with your digital transformation, please reach out to the AppsCore guys, because they're actually fantastic.
No, they are good. Yeah. And it's all done in Australia. We don't outsource overseas.
Yeah, which I think is fantastic.
Which is rare in our industry.
Yeah. So you can actually go back and listen to our podcast on should you outsource work from overseas to get
And you should not outsource work overseas, because you just get crap.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's a whole different topic.
Yeah. So go back and listen to our podcast if you want to check that out. Thank you so much for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.
We will be back tomorrow. So please check out the show notes if you want links to our LinkedIn and our YouTube channel. If you're watching this on YouTube, check out our podcast, subscribe, and we'll be back in 2 days.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye.